Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Jisoo. I have Dr. Helen Emore here. Our own doctor is not Kiletin Kweo. She's not medical, though. She's not a dentist. She's not a gynecologist. She's not even a pediatrician. This one is PhD. So every time she writes her, I've noticed that every time she writes her name, she will put at the back, Dr. Helen Emore, PhD. I saw it somewhere.
Maybe they're not going to make her
injection. I'll give you injection. Helen, how are you?
I'm very well, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. Helen is a regular, you know, she's a regular on my program because she's highly intelligent. And I always like resourceful people around me. So if you see me, if you notice that I keep calling the same people, I have a crop of them, some special ones amongst them, Candy Johnson, Blade, and so on and so forth. If the subject is very, very sensitive, and I know that they know their onions, I call them. So why is Helen here? Her presence here was, first of all, initiated when was it Sheriff and I?
It was Sheriff and I.
We were talking about making sure that people are not admitted into universities until they are 18, until the kids are fully matured. That was why, you know, and she said that, she sent me a note to say that, yes, she, how old were you when you got into university?
I was 16.
You were too young.
I wasn't too young. If I would have gotten into school at 15.
Yeah, but what's
the
hurry?
And, you know, for me, mine wasn't by design. It was by accident. It was the year when Jakonde, bless his memory, late Jakonde built all those schools. And then I think there was a fiat to all these primary schools that, look, just take all as many children as possible. So my school then, they took all of us in primary 5 and primary 6 and pushed us into secondary school. I was in primary 5.
I had to
go to secondary school very early, in my opinion, at 10.
In my opinion, I don't know why of blessed memory, Professor Fafunwa tampered with what I met on ground. The January to December 5 years O-levels, the January to December 2 years A-levels, then the walk, you would most likely, like, you would teach 80% actually taught, those who, you know, you would teach. And then, so by the time you get to university, yeah, between 18 and 19, you are matured and you will be treated as such. People always give an excuse. I think it's for ego reasons. Yours was an accident. But a lot of people like to boast that, my child graduated at this. What's the rush? So because what you end up having, if care is not taken, is, yes, they have all the degrees, but they are not mature. At 16, which university did you go?
I went to then Bendel State University.
Okay, Uncle
Jimmy, don't go there. I went to Unilag. And Unilag was not. Don't go there.
Unilag at 16, why are they elekwani?
Don't go there.
They would have crushed you.
I beg.
The likes of Jambanko would have crushed you.
I mean, looking back now, I think I was just too young.
I can't imagine when we were in Unilag. For some funny reason, Unilag in our own time didn't have prelim.
Okay.
So you had to have done. Now, I need to be careful. Yes, I don't think we have prelim, not in the arts at least. So you had to have done A levels, and there's no way you would have done A levels. Very unlikely you would have done it. By the time most people in Unilag were, imagine being in Unilag, the likes of, you come in as a, what we call jam bites in those days. And you have the likes of Jamba, you know, that one factory. All these ancestors on this. And even the ladies and Desola Dabiri, my very good friend. You know Desi, don't you?
No, I don't.
Ah, Desi and I were classmates. And so I think that parents should be advised.
I strongly believe so. You know, interestingly, I studied education in my first degree.
You did?
Yes, I did. And one of the courses that we took a lot were psychology courses. We did child psychology, adult psychology, behavioral psychology. And child psychology in particular, for some reason, I can't forget most of the things that we were taught. Mm. Because a child has a natural progression for development. Mm. And once you tamper with it, you would have what we call adolescence carryover. Because what people missed doing when they were children, they will do it when they are adults.
That is why you remember sometimes when you say some of our people, the elites and whatever, most of them had a denied childhood.
Yes.
That's why you see them, if you see 50-something, 60-something doing all kinds of funny things, it's because of a denied childhood.
I mean, I
like the, what did you call it again?
Adolescence carryover.
Adolescence carryover. That is my new phrase, eh?
Don't we all have a little?
No.
I mean, how can I have adolescence
carryover? Uncle Jimmy,
I was a papa when I got to
there's one thing that, what's his name? This fella's son that talks a lot. Sheung. And today he was talking, I just watched that video and he said that it's only in Nigeria that I see old men in nightclubs with teenagers.
Yes.
See, what adults have is house parties. Then how come Nigerian adults are not behaving like adults?
But a lot of Nigerian adults, they misbehave so badly, it's unbelievable. They behave so badly. I mean, some of them, like I said, some of the things that they do, you're having twosome, threesome, this, that, at 50-something, 60-something.
Things that teenagers do.
And I've been punished for.
You know,
you understand?
So sometimes I look at them, they're doing things, and I'm like, this is something we did when we were jambites now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when we're in year two. In fact, by the time I was in year four, I don't think I was going to parties again. People look at me now and say, Helen, you don't go out. I said, well, I've gone to enough parties to last me a lifetime.
Shame me that I started going, because, you know, I was in part of my secondary school, was immediately during the war and a bit after the war. So most nightclubs now started functioning during the day. If I remember my classmates, Oladunjoye, all of them going to Felawe back then, you know, the hot spot in the afternoon, Sky, we had some boys, what to call 5C, Sky, all of them, you know. And so by the time you expect maturity from them, it's not missing.
Yeah.
It is not. But did you suffer anything having gone to primary school, university at 16?
Well, I was...
Even though this is just an upper secondary school, really. So
I think for me, right...
She didn't hear that. Thank God.
Looking back... Now, you sabi. I do like to say another thing. You know, looking back now, going to school at 16, first, it was freedom, you know. It was the first time I could go to parties every day.
Yes.
You know, and I was actually going to parties a lot with my brothers, because I had my brothers in school with me. Because of that... People would, during assignments, when they put us in group, people would remove my name. That how way they always go party.
Wow.
Who go on? So I wouldn't know. It was later that my friend said, you know, when you came, you were just behaving like a baby. I said, of course I was a baby.
A baby.
Right? Of course I was a baby. And so...
Had you known all things by 16?
I don't know what you mean by that, Uncle Jimmy. I just know that I went to school.
It's impossible to know all things,
Uncle Jimmy. Nobody knows all things.
But you know what I mean by that.
I don't know what you mean.
This one was adjusting himself in his seat.
This is bullying. Uncle Jimmy, don't even go there.
Go and call the minister for women affairs.
Uncle Jimmy, speak to the topic that you invited me to come and talk about. This is bullying. Once you leave the topic, you have bullied
me. Go and call your minister for women affairs. So, why should we have a minister for women affairs, sir?
Uncle Jimmy, because you are an elite and you're very privileged,
yes.
You assume that women do not need protection. You'll be surprised how much oppression women
and you need a ministry to take care of that.
Yes. It's a form of affirmative action.
And so what do they do?
They protect women. They take care of all things that concern women. They make sure that all the interests of women are mainstream.
Okay, so to protect the women, that's why the minister went to the school.
I think that Ministry of Women Affairs has a mandate that involves that includes protection of children as well. So,
are you sure?
Yeah, you should check that. Yes, because.
But does it take the minister to actually physically go there? She has directors. She has all kinds of things.
Well, there's not. If she no go, they go say they no go. If she go, we go say we go. I think there was nothing wrong with her going. Really, you know.
You think so?
I think so. It's more like maybe what she said or her pronouncement. announcements that you could have. I thought that the session she had could have been better conducted in terms of levels of privacy.
This is a woman who said she wanted to sue the United Nations.
Yeah, sometimes people walk based on the information they have. Maybe someone missing.
Why are you making excuses
I'm
for
not
something
that's see, Uncle Jimmy,
how can you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, she's supposed to be a lawyer, is that right?
Unless I have a, I don't know. I know they talk to me.
Check for me, Kofi, if the minister is a lawyer.
She is.
Are you sure?
She is a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. And she wants to sue the United Nations.
Uju Kennedy.
It depends on the information she was given. It depends
a
on
lawyer
the
should know who she can sue and who she can't.
It depends on the brief she was given.
You women always support yourselves. When it becomes, I will bully you now.
You cannot. Okay. You know now. So you know fit.
You know you really. But Helen, the truth is, you really can't bully a woman.
You can't.
You can't.
I can just keep quiet for you, but you can't bully.
Anyway, let's go back to where we were before
better.
We deviated.
Better.
So did you suffer any losses? I mean, any would you do it again if you had to go to school to uni at 16?
If I had the opportunity, I probably would go to school at 20. Why?
I guess to uni.
Yes, that's yes, the reason.
Yes.
It's because by then, at 14, 15, 16, really, you're still exploring.
Yes.
You know, you're still discovering yourself. We are still being governed based on literature, numeracy, literacy, and some of the subjects. And so educate at that stage, you really don't know yourself. You don't even know what you want to do. Looking back now, I felt I should have done something completely different.
You know what we
and
did?
I would have done it differently.
You know what we even had? I remember the good old, well, I don't talk like talking about good old days, but I remember back in the day, you had an FSS bridge, you know, the A-levels. You had, in Benin, you had a CEC, ICE. Where you could go do your A levels.
Continuing education.
No, they had, I think it was CEC then. Mm. You could go do your A levels there. It was a bridge before you actually then get to university. Mm. Remember that when we got to university, we were treated as full adults.
Mm-hmm.
You had a cleaner take care of your room, whatever. In fact, these sets before us were actually you sit down and you're served food, like in a restaurant.
Mm.
Because part of training in university, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just the academics.
No.
It's also to prepare you.
In fact,
that you are already an adult. So it's to be like a kind of bridge. So I wonder what you think about universities presently now, for example, who won't allow their students carry telephones.
You know, Uncle Jimmy, honestly, the telephone thing is a huge distraction. I think they don't allow them at certain times.
No, there are some that don't allow at all.
I don't know.
But if the students find ways around it. Look at the funny thing about it. You don't allow telephones, but you allow tablets. What's a tablet?
See, Uncle Jimmy,
a tablet is what a trailer is to a car. It's a bigger telephone.
As someone who teaches and trains,
yes,
gadgets are a huge distraction, and there's a huge level of gadget addiction.
But you are training adults. Is it when they become level 8 officers that they will now learn how not to be distracted?
I think there are restrictions on usage.
No, there are some that don't allow at all. You are not even. You shouldn't be caught with the phone.
I don't know.
Covenant, for example, last time I checked.
I can't speak for them.
Covenant, you shouldn't be found with the phone.
At all.
But what the students do, because, you know, they will confess to me, they use their tablets.
It's the same thing now. I'm sure they would review that decision. Because
Some of them are treated like secondary school. Mm. You can't go out as you wish. The truth is, you are postponing the evil day.
The era
because these people are still going to go immediately after to youth call.
Uncle Jimmy, the era in which you grew up,
yes,
and the era we are in now is different.
I believe so.
At age 6, I used to trek.
The reason is because we allow them get into university too early.
No.
So they are babies in
not
our eyes.
Not just that. No, the society has changed. And when we were growing up, we used to get...
So are you...
There was no kidnapping. The things you get off now are strange.
An extension of this thing that happened, this bullying issue, is what we are seeing now. Where, you know, parents get 99% involved in what their kids are doing. At some point, you remember we spoke about this before we came in. Back in the day, if somebody bullied your child, you send that child back to the school to go and fight for his right. I mean, you do the needful as a parent. We need to, this idea of, these days, your children are at some point you are going to have to let go.
So
now you are having ladies getting married at 22. Their mothers have to follow them to their house.
No, Uncle Jimmy, yes. That one is an extreme case.
See, it's not an extreme case. It's a case.
You know, they, you see, in this matter, let me tell you, the era in which we grew up is different from the era we live in.
I don't believe
there's a lot
so.
Of
we
insecurity now,
too.
Uncle Jimmy. Me, even me as adult, I don't feel water for road.
But yes,
how would I put my child on the road?
Yes, no, because, but you need to give that child, you know, that discipline,
so
self-discipline.
You have to groom them. And prepare
if
them.
If you haven't groomed your child by 18 or more, if you haven't groomed your child to survive by 18 years old, there's a problem.
There's no problem, Uncle Jimmy.
That the child now has to go
it
to you.
Depends.
Excuse me. If you haven't groomed your child at 18, that the child now has to get to university and be writing for permission and whatever. Mm. When and immediately after university is youth corps. You throw her into, she probably will go into a state that she doesn't know. She's become an adult or he's overnight. Hmm. You're postponing the evil day.
No, no.
Your parents must learn to soften to. I'm thinking in Yoruba now called Deo Kunye. Who can translate from Kofi?
Made it a losing
somebody's
the rope.
Somebody's on the
made it,
color.
No time for colors yet. Tell them they're losing the rope.
Uncle Jimmy, look, you have to have a balance. You know that you're a
that's what I'm saying.
Uncle
you have
Jimmy,
to have
you're
a balance.
You're a grandfather. That's, and so now, you are not.
We are not talking about me.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure you must
feedback.
Be. You must, if you sat you very, very well, you must be a grandmother. But they're using all kinds of things to call. I'm sure that you're comfortable too. But you know, this thing about age, you can adjust your age as you
I
like.
I already adjust any age. Go,
John. Sorry, we'll deal with him when we leave the studio.
I don't have official age, I'm there.
So, I mean, really and truly, I think that sometimes we tend to overdo it. We're all in panic mode. And then you will be surprised what these kids, you will be surprised what. Do you know later, your friend and her sister, when I heard some of the things that they did later, when later in life they confessed the things that they done. I said, eh.
You see,
I know your friend's sister initially started a covenant.
You see, then, Uncle Jimmy, you be Kura now. So how then, do you want your children to be?
I don't know. My children must be sharp.
Exactly.
They must be sharp.
I think there should be a balance, really.
There should be a balance.
Autonomy and parental
yes,
care. You have to allow
yes.
the children. I mean, me, I was so exposed that because we started going to school early. And do you know why my mom allowed us to start going to school? Because on the day of the Murtala coup, when everybody was going, my mom was, she's a nurse, so she was in the ward delivering a baby. She didn't know what was happening. There was nobody to speak of. So my brother and I were amongst the last set of children, if not the last, to leave school. And we were just there. The gate man self, I think the gate man was there. Was like, you will go. We said, we don't know where to go. That was the day my mom vowed that you must learn how to go home by yourselves.
Oh, yes.
And from age 6, she started making us go home alone. She said, yeah. I will show you the road. I was 6, my brother was 7. So we started trekking from Onyekman down to Fafolu machine there.
Yeah, yes.
So we will play on the road, we will play soccer,
see,
watch this,
it
watch
is
that.
Worse, it
and
was,
it made me
I concede that times are whatever, but what is most important to train, put in your child is self-discipline and self-awareness.
Yeah.
For them to be able to know at a very early age that this is dangerous, this is that. We as parents, we have a lot of fears. And even though we go to church, we go to mosque, we put duty labor and so on and so forth, we permanently live in fear. And don't want to let go. We permanently live. You'll be amazed what children know and what they can do.
Uncle Jimmy, there's something you just said now, which
yes.
is that you need to... Oh, okay.
So what's that now? Oh, okay. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. Okay, so you're welcome back to the Daily Digest, and I still have Helen Amore here, PhD man. I was always at that thing, like I said.
You know, at the first one now, Dr.
Helen Amore, sorry, the PhD. He was at that PhD, but they don't go talk, so you give me injection. Or in case I go faint for studio, say, oh, call the doctor. But if they ask you to give me the kiss of life, I'll not go quick cancer. So you're going to try and
we'll call our proco doctor.
Okay, let's open up our lines so that people can join this discussion we are having, let's open up our lines. 0201-465-7190. There is only one line, so everybody is free to call that line. Do I have my first caller? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Barry Mutu is my name.
Yes, sir.
Because we don't have time, I will be very brief. I will abbreviate my speeches. Now, for women affairs, please, sir, go to North Nina, Yigawa, and see the life of a woman child from 6 years old from there. Two, bullying in school, sir.
Yes.
We are students of bullying. We believe in conquering. We believe in dominion. Sir, I want to say that let every school in Nigeria have an enduring center. Let every student be involved in athleticism, in sports, music. These are discipline area where endurance can be learned. Look at the boy that went to play chess for hours.
It's a man, not a boy, sir.
Yes, a man. When we put discipline, passive discipline, violence will be eradicated. Thank you.
Okay, I think he made some valid points. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Wakama Blessing.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the age of admission in university.
Yes, yes.
Please, sir. Can we start from the employable age in Nigeria?
Okay.
Can we look at the youth service age? At what age does the federal parasitas employ workers? At what age does our bank take workers?
Yes.
If bank, if you are a HND holder or BSC holder,
yes,
at the maximum age is 28 years. I think police and military is 24 years. Can one graduate and get that job at the age of 24 if you start by 18 years to enter university? What about the strike? Do we consider all these factors? This is why the children go to school at earlier age, so that before the age of 28, they can graduate and get a good job. So that is my own point. Looking at that age of employable age in Nigeria, when will my daughter or my son graduate from university and be worthy to apply for such a job? Please, if we are going to reduce it, let's start from up, calculate it down. Thank you, sir.
I don't quite get what he's saying.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Yes, I don't know if the age, I think the military is 18. I don't know. I don't think it's 24. If I think the adulthood age is 18.
Yes.
And so what we need to ask ourselves as a matter of policy is, do we want children in the universities or do we want adults?
Okay, so you know, these subjects, right, it's very important to look at it in context of the law and also our educational system. What does the law say about our educational system? Ideally, the law says that primary one, you should be 6 before you go to primary one.
You should be 6.
Yes.
So if you're not yet 6, you can't.
You shouldn't
go to
primary be in
one.
Primary one. So if you are 6 in primary one, that means you do 6 years of primary school and you graduate
at 12.
And then you do another 6 years of secondary school and then you graduate at 18.
18.
So if that law was being enforced properly, so we would not have a crisis. So starting from JAMB is really like JAMB say, look, as far as I'm concerned, you should be 18 if you had gone through the proper process that the law says we should go through. But what do we find? You find children starting primary school at age 4. You find children leaving primary school sometimes from primary 4. A lot of schools, primary schools, do not have primary 6 anymore because parents are not allowing their children to do primary 6. Some of it could be tied to economy because you don't want to pay primary 6 school fees and then you tell the child to just go straight to secondary school. And then what happens when the child gets to secondary school? The child starts struggling with mathematics in particular. and critical thinking, which is required for you to deal with the various subjects. You go from primary school to doing 17 subjects.
For vain purposes, vanity.
I don't think that it's just vanity. It's, really.
A lot of it is vanity to be able to boast that. Like you said, when we're off here, what is the hurry?
There's really no hurry.
There's really no hurry.
There's really no hurry.
There's really no hurry.
But if you look at our current reality, a lot of that decision is economic, especially for people who are not in the elite. Jimmy, go and ask. I don't know. You're not saying that this side of town you stay. And even for that place, you day up. Go and ask people down there.
Sorry,
you have,
what?
You have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask you, Madam Uncle Jimmy. Sorry. No issues. Sometimes I think that in this part of the world, sir, we start life too late, maybe behind time, and then you look at the trajectory of life in other parts of the world, where they're meant to. Once you're 18, someone says, "Get out of my house, you know, go and start a life, go start a family," and a woman at the age of 18 is strong enough. At 16, I believe, is strong enough to have a child. When you cross the age of 32, then you begin to decline. And I've read somewhere that for women, the best time to give birth is between 18 and your early to mid, in your mid-20s. If you look at how many years, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if you look how many years it takes for a Nigerian university to take you through this cycle of strike, of delays of this and that and that. Maybe you were failed by a lecturer, didn't like the way you looked and all that. And then you, instead of spending 4 years, you spend 6 years. Before you come out, you go to NYSE, and then 2 years are gone before you actually do start life. Don't you think that maybe, just maybe, we need to start our kids a bit earlier?
Who says, you know, my position to that is, who says you must go to university? What's all this rush about going to?
You know, like I said, and I'd like to repeat so that people can get the perspective. When the school year was January to December, the universities would resume in September. So it was assumed that between January and that September, you'd work as a teacher, you'd have attended, you know, you'd have worked as a civil servant at some level. So by the time you get to university, you're a full-grown adult and you're treated as such. Even if that is what the case is, then we need to take a second look at it. We lack discipline. The last I heard, we just lack discipline, for we always want to beat a system. Last I heard, and I want to be corrected, last I heard was you had to be 18 to gain admission to university anyway. I don't know when this 14...
It used to be 16. Until this pronouncement by the... Jambo NUC that made a, and I think it was NUC. Until that pronouncement, it used to be 16.
I've had friends who because their kids have been on the fast lane, they finish at 16. They put them to work somewhere. You know, I think Tola did that, my cousin. They put them to work. You go and work for 1 year. Because for them to hold their own, they got to mature. They really got for them to hold their own in university. You got to, because even in spite of all the strong disciplinary measures that you have, a university is a university, is a place for adults. I tell you this, I don't know about Nigeria, but an American institution won't deal with you over the issue of your children. I had a son, when my son was in America, I called the school. The school said, we mean politely and everything, but that they only deal with the
academics.
They only deal with the students. Okay, you're assumed to be an adult and be in charge of your life. Here now, I call it degeneration, really, to where we now have PTA for universities.
Okay.
We can't continue like that now.
Oh, okay, there's nothing wrong, Uncle Jimmy. You know, I'd like to say that there's nothing wrong with having a parents' body for universities. However,
you should let the adults be adults.
No, because
parents, how can you, if you had the minimum age of 18,
yes,
then you don't need the parents' association, because already, when are you going to let go of these children?
No.
They want to need PTA for university.
Kotoja. See,
Uncle Jimmy,
the thing here is, I don't want to forget this. As Kofi was speaking, what came to my mind is, look, in Nigeria, we don't allow our children to work. When you listen to people abroad, yeah, people saying at age 10, I was throwing newspapers, my mom will go with me.
Yes, children
had to work out of necessity. But there was this limited amount of hours you could work. I remember when I was in school in the UK, I had a 14-year-old as my colleague. The boy would say, look, I have to work. He works 2 hours a day and three days a week. Just 2 hours so that he can get his own extra pocket money.
You might even discover that it's not just for the money.
An experience.
Okay, it's just the experience.
Yes. Because when you walk, you get real life experience.
Real experience. You know how to handle money.
People. You know how to handle
you
situations.
You know the value of money.
You know how to think. You know how to solve problems. You know how to manage conflict.
Yes.
So in Nigeria, you find a child who has gone through school for almost 18 years and has never worked at all. So when they come to work with you, you are having to retrain them. Even though they have all the degrees, they have first class, blah, 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 you still have to now train them on how to work because they have never worked. So that's also a part of our educational system that needs to be corrected.
Okay, but Ellen, you know, well, I didn't go to university same time as you, obviously. But in that time, vacation job was part of the process.
There was vacation job during my... When I was in university, I was learning sewing. When I was in university, I was learning sewing. I started going to do circumcision with my mom from like age 9.
You can circumcise a person?
I didn't like it.
Yes, horrible thing.
I didn't like it.
Can you circumcise an adult?
No, why?
I'm just asking.
Uncle Jimmy, I told you I'm not a medical doctor.
Okay, let's pick a call.
Okay, sir, please.
Let's pick a call, please.
All right, sir, you're bullying me.
No, you're interfering. But let's pick a call. It's hello, okay. Good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Stop bullying him. morning, I can hear you.
I think what happened to the educational system is the corruption in the whole society.
I guess so,
You know, that loophole of an alternative to your real birth certificate, affidavit. Another person, somebody will now go and swear, 16 is now 18. Because there's no record, and we don't really have to do that. Let's have records of our children. That way you know who is sick and is not in school. That way you know who is really poor and who is not poor. Another thing, for those that are not allowing, you know, phones in the uni, I could say this for them. One, they have access to phone because somewhere you can call your parents. Even you can use any lecturers, any house mothers, those housekeepers and all that. You are allowed to use their phone because they have a phone. They have a card for each of their, like a phone booth. Because, you know, this cultism, when somebody calls and threatens you, we've been discussing about bullying, but they won't have access to call you, even on your tablet, you understand, to say, bring this, bring that, do this, do that. Nobody can. You can only call those that you want to call. So you won't, and they go home. And then another thing they do is that they insist on vacation jobs. IT, they call it. And the lecturers come and supervise them. So by the time they are graduating, they are already getting fitted into the society. I know what I'm saying. I'm directly involved.
Okay.
For those that corner it, you know, some schools will just get a letter. And I keep telling students and young ones, don't do that. Go and experience it. That's what they call 5 years experience. It counts, even abroad. Once you're working on during vacation, it counts for you.
Okay, thank you very much, madam. Do you want to comment on what she said?
Well, you know, for me, I think that I'm against banning phones. What you need to teach children is responsibility. I had a huge fight with my son because these children, they're children, so they'll behave like children. I gave my son data for his birthday, and he finished the data in one day. I banned him. I said, for your
punishment. How old is he?
He's 16. He turned 16. So I said, this boy is always on the internet.
2 more years and he'll walk out of your house. I call your bluff.
You know, so I had to school him. We are still talking about it till tomorrow. About how you need to be responsible. So, I mean, there are certain things I ask him to do. And one day he said to me, say, Mommy, you just be telling me that I didn't dress well. Have you sat me down to tell me how to mix and match my clothes? I said, but I show you. Say no.
Stalemate.
You telling me is different from me saying, oh, this is how you do it. This. I said, okay, that's true. I have to do that. So for me, that was a major learning curve to say, okay, for everything I want the child to be, I must increase my ability to say, hey, this is how life is here. This is what you do here. I allow him chat with girls, but I tell him there are boundaries. Because if I say, don't talk to girls, don't play
and
with girls.
And you lock him up.
Is he going to live in the world all by himself? He has female friends. I even complained to them in school that this boy is, I think he sits too much with women. No, they said, look, the women like him. He likes them, but he's very responsible because he doesn't play football or any other thing. So when men are playing football, he's
like him, Papa.
With the ladies who are not playing football. I don't know.
Okay, let's pick another call. So, hello, good morning.
Boundaries.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, yeah.
Okay, my name is Joy.
Yes.
So you're asking why the rush to get into university.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, the rush is because of the system we run in Nigeria. Now, if you find out that it affects your employment, Nigeria places lots of value on the age instead of what you can bring on the table. So now you need to rush your children so that by the time they leave school, their age is still okay for them to get employment.
Wow.
Now, also, yeah,
I never knew that.
That doesn't happen. Even in banks, they bond them you at the age of 22, 24. That is what you see as a cutoff for you to get a particular kind of job.
Okay.
So this also affects people. So you want to rush your money. If it's NYC, how old would you be? When you now start country for looking for a job for 2 years, how old would you then be? So that is why.
Can I ask you before you go? That if the government, you can't intervene in recruitment processes really to insist that people should, you can't. Yes.
Take off age. If you go abroad, it's not your age. It's like what you can bring on the table. They test you. What can you do? And that's because it's a form of discrimination against people. I know. It's a form of discrimination because if you say somebody's age, it's going to make you not to get a job. Forgetting that we have a high rate of unemployment in Nigeria here. So that is what people should be looking at.
Don't I have as an employer, sometimes for a job, I want somebody who's very mature, and sometimes for a job, I want a greenhorn. I don't have the
mature
right to do that.
That is why those words are better than we are. Sometimes somebody who is 22, and when you ask the person, what do you know, the person cannot even tell you what he can bring on the table. I see somebody who is 40, and the person is still vibrant and okay to do that same job. Why don't you give the person, end of the day, what you want to see is results.
Okay, what about our societal, I don't want to use the word values, but our societal, because you find that perception plays a role in this.
Uncle Jimmy,
Ma.
That is why it's even affecting most Nigerians, when you ask them your birth certificate.
So we are back to where we started from.
Not that they don't have. They would go and get declaration of age. All because they can't tell you their real age.
Okay.
So they don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
job.
Madam Joy.
Thank you.
It's 9:49. We got to go. Because I have to leave the studio. But at the end of the day, we haven't concluded anything.
That what?
Do we now insist that the age requirements should be 18 for universities?
I think for me, if JAMB says that's the age requirement, remember what I told you, start from what the law says. Primary should be 6 years. So it is presumed that you should do 6 years in primary, 12, and then 6 years in secondary, another 12. And then by the time you are going to university, you should be 18.
So
is what Nigerian's law says.
It doesn't take it into cognizance, a double promotion like sometimes some people.
Why should you even be giving people double promotion? Of course, there's room for genius kids, right? That's different. And this talk about employment age, I believe that when the child is in school, the child acquires a skill and works, that experience should count. The big issue is this disruption in public university system where lecturers go on strike and you end up staying in school for long. But for me, I feel that should not even be an excuse for you to skip the process.
Okay, Helen, we got to go. Thank you very much. I know you have a board meeting to attend.
Yes.
You have to wait for me to see you off, okay? You're not going to run off. I'm going to get my beer off. cough all you like. That's the business. This is where we're going to draw the curtains. I'd like to thank Dr. Ladin Emore, PhD. Must always add that one. That was always added. Every time I call Candy Johnson, I have to add SA. I did a PhD so that they will know that he's not honorary. That's where we draw the curtains for today. I'd like to thank Ellen for coming, Kofi for being at the controls, and our photographer who I have a bone to I'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have the chief executive of a company. You know, Friday is our youth day, or, you know, whatever I say. Well, she's the chief executive of a company that the job they do is back ending. What do you call it now? In employment?
Verifying.
They verify. There's a word for it.
Back check.
Back checks. Yes, yeah. back checks. And principally, I want all of you out there, young people who are looking for jobs and so on and so forth, to listen to some of the things that, you know, they don't just back check which university you went and so on and so forth. Who knows? Probably go to the social media, go to Twitter, but they will explain. The two executives will explain themselves tomorrow. So, Ellen, I and Amir will go home. Wait till you cook.
I'm not cooking anything, Uncle Jim.
Ah, well, I'm following you home. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Going to work.
She's going to a board meeting.